Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth. B-F-F-T. From the PAC West Center in downtown Portland, presented by High Caliber Millwrights, here's John Canzano with a bald-faced truth.
This show is sailing along. Great guest today. George Kliavkoff, the PAC-12 commissioner, was with us last hour. This hour, I want to turn the focus to Portland State. You know I've got a soft spot in my heart for Portland State. You know we interview Coach Bruce Barnum every week on this show. I refuse to ignore Portland State. They matter. It matters. And I say they because it's the football players at Portland State who volunteer every summer at Camp Exceptional, the summer camp that we run for special needs and typical kids. I don't forget that. It's why last weekend I took my own family out to the game. And we watched Portland State beat Idaho State. And it's why today we're having the president of Portland State, Dr. Stephen Percy, on the show, joining us now. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you today, John? Nice to talk with you.
Yeah, you were at the game, too. Were you at the Idaho State game?
Yeah, that was our homecoming weekend. I was there. It was such a beautiful day. We had so much fun. We had a great game. We played well, and we had a good crowd, and it was just wonderful. And I'm so glad you brought your family. I'm glad you have a warm spot for us, too.
Yeah, it was interesting to me to see the students at the games because I know ideally you want this stadium to be in downtown Portland right by your campus, but there were a whole bunch of students who made the trip to Hillsboro who were all sitting there in the front few rows. Do you get a chance to talk to students on a daily basis as part of your job?
I try to. I definitely met the students. We had three busloads of students come out because we wanted to help them get there, to be able to find their way to get there. We provide them free transportation and provide them pizza and glad to have them. I talk to them when they got off the bus. I often talk to students when I can. Sometimes I wish I did more, but I often go on the street or on campus, introduce myself, and they go, "Oh, you're the president? Oh, you send me all the emails." So I do love to talk to our students at all different levels and learn. We had the most diverse institution, a four-year college institution of higher education in Oregon, and I'm so proud. We have wonderful students, so it's great.
We are interested in sports on this show, but we're also interested in the role that Portland State plays in the community and in the state. Can you give us an idea of, you know, what, as the president of Portland State, where do you want Portland State to fit in the big picture in our state?
Well, I really appreciate that. We're very proud to be Oregon's urban research university with a focus on urban. It's a big part of our work. And we really want to be a place of social mobility. We want to be the campus that helps our students excel and do well. We believe all students, no matter what background they've come from, they may have come from disadvantaged backgrounds, they may have come from places where they didn't have much privilege or support or energy behind them for higher education. And we want to provide them with a high quality education and the right support services so their own unique talent excels and they grow and they graduate and they get good jobs. You know, about 85% of our students stay in Oregon and 90% stay in the Oregon, in the Portland area. So we have a lot of our students become the future workforce and the citizens of the state, and we're proud to be helping them get a good education and a good position in life.
In sports, you've got a lot of key staff turnover that's happened. Your athletic director, your associate athletic director, men's basketball coach, women's basketball coach, women's golf. How do you rebuild? How do you stay? How do you get momentum when you've got that kind of turnover?
Well, thank you. We have often had challenges in the past where we hire good people and they get hired away and we're sorry to see them leave. But we're paying very close attention to that. We will be, in the next few weeks, moving to hire an athletic director. And we want to bring in someone with vision and leadership and excitement. And we very much appreciate the good staff that we have. We appreciate the wonderful leadership that Val Clary provided during her time when she was here. And we're also working right now to create an athletic futures committee to really take a deep dive, a strategic look at our athletics and determine what's the best way we can create and maintain and grow a strong athletic program here at Portland State.
What feedback are you getting from Collegiate Consulting? They're doing that study. Have they already given you the report? Have they made recommendations?
We have a draft report, almost final report for them. What we really asked them to do was to provide us a lot of information that was comparative to other institutions, comparative to our conference, comparative to like institutions, because it's awfully easy to, when you're doing planning, to make decisions or come up with ideas by anecdote rather than detailed data. So we wanted the information and we've been getting it about what's the to what extent does philanthropy support sports in other communities? To what extent what kind of size of structure of athletic support do you need to be successful? How do you become more competitive? So that report has given us a lot of information to digest, but we didn't ask that firm to come up with a set of recommendations. That's what I want my Athletic Futures Committee to do, and that's composed of boosters from our community, from faculty, from students, from staff, and from our Board of Trustees. So we have several groups of people thinking about that. So that's going to be their job, and they'll take that report and their own research and write recommendations for future action to me as president.
I really hope that, you know, as you guys move to hire an athletic director, I know you've hired a search firm to help you do that. I know you've got a hiring committee. But if I can just get in your ear here, you got to have somebody in that candidate pool who not only has big college experience, who has worked as an AD at a college and you know, or worked in the state of Oregon, but somebody who understands who you are in this market. You know, Mark Masseri, former Oregon State Deputy AD, was at UC Santa Barbara. Somebody like Mark Masseri, at least in your candidate pool, so that you can get a flavor of somebody. You know, the search firm's going to give you a bunch of people from the outside world. I know how search firms work. You know how they work. They're going to bring you a bunch of people from big colleges that they want to do business with someday. But I hope you get somebody in that committee, in that room, in that pool of candidates who actually knows what Portland State is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I really appreciate that. And we're also looking for community input. So you've just given some input into our thinking. So thank you. I definitely agree that the person has to understand who Portland State, what Portland State is and who we are and what our values are. And wants to be part of that and wants to help us create a vision that is a strong one for athletics, but also which appreciates, again, who we are and what we want to achieve. And to get someone in who doesn't appreciate that will probably not be very successful or very happy here. And that's the last thing you want to get. I want to get somebody who's excited to be here and excited to help build our program.
Dr. Stephen Percy, Portland State's president, is with us. To be successful in sports, you got to elevate men's basketball. You got to elevate football. How do you do that?
Well, one of the things we want to do is we want to build a more community connection to it. We'd like to build more interest in our community in the wonderful sports we have. We have this wonderful Stott Pavilion on our Viking Pavilion at the Stott Center on our campus. We have a beautiful right on the park block. It's a beautiful place to come, and we would definitely like to have more people come. Give me more excitement. That, of course, generates some new revenue, but also will grow the sense in our community that Portland State's part of the community and has got some really fascinating and good sports to come and watch. And in terms of Hillsborough, we'll be there for a while anyway, until we're committed to be there for the next 3 years anyway, and we want to figure out other ways to get people to come out, find ways to make it easy, like using public transit or other things. And I think we have to make sure we get good coaches, and I was very delighted to work with both of our basketball coaches. I was part of the recruitment process. I was very impressed with these folks, and both of them, the first thing they said to me when they came for their interviews was, what can we do to help Portland State be better? We had good conversations about athletics, but I really liked that spirit, which is Portland State Athletics is really about team connection and team being together and team being supportive. And we need someone who appreciates that in our next athletic director as well.
Is a downtown stadium on the table, or maybe the possibility of sharing a stadium with Portland Public Schools or Lincoln High School, or where is your head on that?
Well, everything's on the table. Many of the options we look at have a lot of challenging elements to them. We have to find one that's financially, we work on our system. We have to, if you're sharing a facility, make sure that the need and the want and the use you would need for your athletic program are consistent with that that institution's work. So we're looking at some other options, but that's a tough one for us, to tell you the truth, because the land's not very cheap around here.
No.
And the campus is in, like many campuses, is in its own budget situation and challenges with declining enrollment. But we're looking at a variety of options, but there's nothing firmly on the table yet, but nothing's off the table. So we're just still looking at that question.
Is football safe?
Safe in what regard? Playing
like
football?
Is it on the chopping block? Could you foresee Portland State not having a football program? And, you know, I hesitate to ask that because you don't want to speak in broad terms. But in the near future, do you feel like Portland State's got a football program?
I think in the near future, definitely has a football program. There's nothing planned right at this moment to change that. Again, the Futures Committee hasn't come back to me with ever recommendation, and I'm going to be looking at that very carefully. But whatever we do, we move very carefully. But I'm not here today. I'm not going to say we're contemplating at this moment any kind of production of football.
How about your position there at Portland State? I know presidents, you know, come and go, and they leave a legacy behind. What's important to you? What do you want to leave behind when you walk away from Portland State one day?
The legacy I'd like to leave behind is that this is a wonderful institution, and it faces some challenges, and higher education is facing great challenges. I would hope that when I hang up the towel and head out the door, that this place has learned to adapt, to be innovative, to create new and exciting academic programs, to create even more student success, that we have higher and higher numbers of students who are retained and graduating and coming into our community, and that we can adapt to the changes and learn from the pandemic and learn about other changes, about how students want to learn, how do we know they learn effectively. So I'd like us to be in even a better place to have student success and also to be a racially just campus.
Let's go back to you as a kid. When they asked you, what do you want to be when you grew up, what did you say?
Teacher. I knew I wanted to be a teacher. No, college professor didn't come out. That came later. Being a department chair, dean, other things, and president were not on the list. But to be a teacher, I always enjoyed learning and sharing that with other people. Still do.
There must have been a teacher that in your life that impacted you, because that is the kind of – or did you have educators in your family?
My mom's a teacher, teacher.
And
she taught until she was 82.
Wow.
And she was head of an English department, and they never gave her any trouble. She could give one look. They all respected her greatly, but she did that. And so I always appreciated my mom's model. And so I think that's where it came from, really. Although I had wonderful teachers growing up, but my mom was the real role model.
Yeah, I relate to that. My mom could just look over as well, and she didn't have to say a word. Dr. Stephen Percy is our guest, Portland State president. I talked to Michael Schill at Oregon. And, you know, I've talked to other presidents within the Pac-12 conference, and many of them don't come from a sports background, but have learned to appreciate or value sports on the campus. What is your background as it pertains to sports? Did you play as a kid? What did you play? How much of a fan are you?
As a kid, I did whatever those genes are that make one a successful athlete, like coordination and things like that. Those genes eluded me. My brothers had it more than I. So I've always been more of a spectator, and I appreciate that. But you're right, you know, as an academic person, as a department chair and a faculty member and a dean, I appreciate athletics at a general level. But as president, I've really come to appreciate it even more. I've seen the wonderful people we have in our athletic programs. I have seen and so appreciate the amount of effort that goes into working with our student athletes to be effective student learners. Our athletes now are performing at a higher rate of academic achievement than the general student body here, and that's amazing. And when we had the pandemic, as everyone did, and sports came back faster than a lot of things, and we worked very hard to keep the students safe. But part of keeping them safe was those students and the staff that worked with them, making sure they all followed the protocols, and they understood that if they violated a protocol, they put not only themselves but others at risk. We came out of the pandemic with hardly any cases in our athletes of a positive COVID test, and I attribute that to their community building and their sense of being together that allowed them to make sure that they didn't violate the rules and they stayed safe, and I'm very proud of that.
The athletic director search, why no hire yet, or where is that process?
Well, what I wanted to do was sort of get take a little breather, quick chance to sort of get our athletic futures committee going, get some work going so we had something going, and have that beginning to soon provide some direction and some strategy so that we would have a little bit clearer picture of kind of where we might want to be going at athletics, and then bring someone on that can help refine that plan and grow that. So that's why pretty soon I anticipate we'll start that athletic search, because we'll have some findings and recommendations soon, and then we'd like that person to help come in and finalize that, refine it, and then move forward with it.
I think, you know, as I look at Portland State and the Big Sky Conference, I think they're, you know, the universities are all very different geographically, some in cities, some not in cities, some urban, you know, some, you know, like in Montana, Montana State, I don't think are good comparisons to Portland State. But I look at Sacramento State and I look at Portland State and I see real athletic comparisons that can be drawn. But at Portland State, I see the lowest athletic department budget in the Big Sky Conference. What can you do as a president to help your athletic teams, programs, students, student athletes be more successful from a resource standpoint?
Right. Well, that's one of the things, John, that I wanted to do the study to do to try to understand that. I mean, I know we are lower just the basic figures, but I want to understand it. And then more important question is what resources need to be successful and keep your students safe. So we'll be looking at a variety of things, including philanthropy, which I think is something that we have greatly appreciated. We had wonderful support from Peter Stott and Mike Richardson and others on some of our programs, but trying to figure out whether philanthropy can be a bigger part of the pie. And then we'll have to look at our own budget and see what we can do to be supportive as well. But it is a challenging time to be doing this, actually, because of the fiscal situation we're all in.
Yeah. Look, I really appreciate you coming on the show. Dr. Stephen Piercy is our guest, Portland State president. Why was it important for you to come on the show? And you're talking, you know, to an audience that's statewide, so you're getting people as far as, you know, Klamath Falls and in Eugene and Springfield and everywhere else, all prospective students, probably a lot of alumni. But why is it important for you to get out and let people hear sort of what you're about and what your mission is?
Well, thank you. One thing is, one of the values that I have as a leader is to be try to be transparent and authentic. So I always would much rather come out and explain what we're doing, what we're trying to do, what our vision is, what our challenges are, so that people understand you and you have some credibility with people. In this day and age, I think sometimes we spend more time doing the other thing, misleading people or not avoiding things, but I try to be straightforward. I'm extremely proud of this institution, what we are. Let knowledge serve the city. Let knowledge serve is part of our blood. It's part of how we are. We our students that come here can learn through being involved in a variety of different community-based work in their classes. They can take internships. They can do co-ops. There are a variety of ways to be let this wonderful community in which we be part of the learning experience here. We appreciate so much our diversity. We're doing more and more to try to make sure that our diversity is something that we embrace, but we also support. Our wonderful multicultural centers give people a place where they can be with others like themselves have a real sense of belonging in a space as then they go on to the larger campus to be effective learners and that as we learn from them. We are very much committed to racial justice, to giving people opportunity, and to appreciating the urban experience. And so many people live in urban areas, are going to have careers in urban areas, and use our urban environment as a wonderful place to learn, to grow, to contribute to, and to build partnerships with.
It's really fun for me to get to talk to presidents. And again, you know, Dr. Stephen Piercy is our guest, Portland State's president. We've had Washington State's Kirk Schultz, Anna Marie Casse at Washington on the show and others over the years. And one of the things that's come out is that, you know, there's a realization that success in athletics increases enrollment, it increases gift giving. There's a halo effect to the entire university when the athletic department is succeeding. There has been the perception or maybe even the reality at Portland State that the administration is operating, you know, independent of the athletic department, that there's a splinter or a divide between them. And a lot of this predates you, so I don't think it's fair to put it all on you. But how important is it for you to have the athletic department be part of the university community?
I think that's a great question, and I think it's important that athletics be an even bigger part of our campus. What I mean by that, be appreciated and understood. This campus is an urban campus with a lot of commuter students, people that are very busy with their lives. They have families, they have jobs, they have commitments, they're taking care of people. The lives of our students are different from those on campuses where the students live there full time, and the social life of that community sports is a big part of that, as well as other things. And so for that reason, in urban campuses like this, it takes a little bit more work to try to connect people to understand the athletics and become part of it. And I think we have not done as much as we could. I think we were trying to do more outreach. A recent survey we did of students to inform our work in the Athletic Futures Plan, the students mentioned that a lot of them, they didn't know, or they would like to know more about when the sporting events are. So clearly we have a lot of work to do to build our communication and our connectivity with our students so that they can come and enjoy those opportunities. And I've been working very hard. This president has been working hard in his limited time as the president here that I've had so far to make connections with athletes. I was very supportive of Val Cleary as our wonderful athletic director, and I worked very hard. I also had to tell you too, that I had to be a quick learner. Who would have thought I'd be on a president's group at the Big Sky Conference? That's something I never saw. So I've had to learn a lot about divisions and the rules and the context and the environment of athletics, but it's been a wonderful learning experience. I'm not quite ready for the final exam, but I'm getting there soon. So I've been trying to advance my own knowledge and get to know people and appreciate them. And I've spent a lot of time over at the pavilion and seeing people and meeting them and joining them when they have their first meeting. We had a spaghetti meeting, which Coach Barnum has, a lunch that we have to have some of our supporters. So I got to go and meet some of those people. So just spending some time with the group in different settings has been very helpful.
President Percy, I really appreciate you making time. Just make sure that committee or that search firm gives you at least one candidate who knows the market and understands you. I think that would be an important person to talk with even as you do that interview for the AD search and look to fill that job. And I appreciate you just reaching out and connecting with sports fans and making that athletic department feel like, you know, it's important to you. So that, I think that's a really valuable thing. So I appreciate that.
They are important, and thank you for your advice. I appreciate it very much.
All right. Dr. Stephen Percy, president at Portland State. Look, I think this is a really important hire that he's going to have to make. You can talk about hiring a search firm. You can talk about having a hiring committee. You got all those things. But this comes down to an athletic director hire in the wake of Valerie Cleary, who was well-regarded, was a unifier of people, was somebody who fought the good fight and has now moved on to another job. You've got to have somebody in that room, in that pool, that isn't like a deputy AD at, you know, some university that is way outside the Portland State footprint that does not understand the challenges at Portland State. See, that's why I don't think they should have even used a search firm. They should have just used this radio show. We could have given them three or four candidates that would have been home run hires no matter what direction they went. No charge. But instead, I'm just going to tell him, get somebody in that room who's got big college experience, who knows the market, who maybe somebody who lives in the market even, and bring them in to take over your athletic department. And don't wait any longer. Like, I get it. You're saving money by waiting. You know, they're saving money. They're saving every month. They save some money by not hiring somebody. Portland State, it needs a leader. It needs some direction. It needs somebody like Mark Masseri, the former Oregon State deputy who's living in the area. Call that guy up. Just make him part of the search, for crying out loud. Get somebody in the room who understands the challenges that Portland State faces. Because if they hire some deputy AD from some fancy smancy college, some deputy over at Duke, like the number four in charge at Duke, who says, oh, I finally get a chance to be an AD, that person's going to come in. Duke is not Portland State. You need somebody who understands Portland State. Leave it here. You got the BFT. Man, we are sailing along, and I am way off time, too, by the way. I'm off schedule by about 15 minutes, huh, Peter?
This is true.
15 off schedule, that's me. But I do it from a good place. You know, you ever have somebody who's late, and you know they're just late because they think they're more important or their time's more valuable than everybody else's?
Yeah.
Is that a peeve? Do you hate that?
It's an incredible peeve. And look, honestly, John, I didn't get in your ear. Did I get in your ear?
Nope.
And let you know? Because it was good content. That's what's up.
Yeah, I was into that last interview. Frankly, the whole show's tight today, and not in a bad way. It's just George Kliavkov wanted to come on. I didn't ask for him. He wanted to come on the show. He reached out and said, can I come on your show? And
we interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.